Ladies and hardcore fuckers, Andy here, day 184 of the motherfucking Inner Winner Show. We're going to carry on our week of sex-related questions, and I'm going to plow through, look at that pun, and answer some more of them. So today we're going to talk about how to have rough sex, and I have to be a little nerd, a little dweeb, a little geek, and I have to add in the caveat that if you haven't had rough sex before, and if you don't know what you're doing, and you're a little bit inexperienced, please start slow. Don't do most of the things that I'm going to talk about in this podcast. This is kind of a disclaimer. This guy that we're answering the question from has already had plenty of rough sex in the past, and he knows what he's doing, it seems like. The girl that he's with, he's had some rough sex with her, and she said she wants it even rougher. And so he's basically asking me, what other rough things can I do? Can I have some suggestions? What do you reckon? So disclaimer over, if you haven't had rough sex before, please start slow. Please don't just jump into all the stuff I'm doing here. I don't want some newbie who hasn't had rough sex before going, oh, I'm going to try choking a girl and then freaking her the fuck out, freaking yourself out. Don't jump into rough stuff. Obviously, if a girl says at any point, stop, slow down, that's too rough, can we take a break? Like, yes, take a fucking break. I think you guys know that shit already. That's common sense, blah, blah, blah. So let's read out this guy's question. I've always been aggressive during sex. I like to spank, choke, hair pull, etc. Yeah, cool, great, yep. But the other day, I went ham on one of my girls. Like, after fucking a couple of times with her, she had a hard time walking. Her cute butt was cherry red from my rough slapping, and I nutted all over her face. Look at you, Mr. Bragger. Jesus, have a little humility. I'm joking, dude. That's fucking awesome. That sounds like a fun time for both of you. I did everything, dude. The whole shebang. I even used my belt to tie her. Yeah, you know, that's something I keep forgetting to tell people. Like, I keep saying how to tie girls up, and I say, like, use a necktie, like, use a scarf. I keep forgetting that a belt is a pretty decent way of tying girls up as well. She said that she wouldn't have minded if I was rougher. So my question is, should I start implementing rougher things to my girls that would want rougher sex? Yeah, especially if they're like actively telling you, like this girl is, like whipping or gags. Do you have any tips? I've never explored sex like this before. Maybe you could send me a link to one of your blog posts. Okay, my friend, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. I'm kind of just going to spitball a bunch of different ideas at you, and then it will be up to you to go away and like have a think about what would turn you on, what would turn her on, and just kind of experiment together. So the first article I will send you that I wrote is called How to Write a Sexual Bucket List. And the whole point of this article is I give you like quite literally like 100 different suggestions on some kinky, like filthy, some of it's rough, but just like different sexual fantasies and kinks that you can explore with your girl. And the point is you go through that article and you can go off and do your own research as well if you want. But that article is like a pretty damn good starting place. I've wrote a bunch of shit on there. And you go through and you just like copy down the stuff that you like and save it to like, you know, put it in a fucking notepad or whatever. Put it in, save it just somewhere. Copy all the stuff that you want to try with her. And then in that same article, I tell you how to get girls to write their own sexual bucket list. You can either send her the article yourself or you can just tell her to go away and say like, hey, I want you to tell me everything that's on your sexual bucket list, everything you've ever wanted to try. I'm not going to judge anything you say. Like you can shock me. You can say like filthy stuff. That's fine. If I'm not into it, I'll just be like, hey, let's not, you know, I'm not really into that, but nothing you say, I'm not going to judge you. So just go crazy. And girls love doing that, especially if you tell them we're going to have some fun. We're going to go through and tick everything off on your bucket list, man. Like girls go crazy when you do that. It's also a really easy way to get them to keep coming back, like to retain girls. Just tell them, go write your bucket list and we're going to explore that together. And she'll be like, shit, I have a chance to do like every filthy fucking crazy kinky fantasy that I have. And this motherfucker is going to help me achieve all of them. Holy shit. Yes, I'm going to keep seeing him. So go read that article first, write down everything you want to try. She will write down everything she wants to try, and then you can kind of just like swap lists. You send her your list, she will send you her list, and then you can just go through and say like, oh, fuck, we got to try this and this and this, and then every time you see each other, you tick a couple of things off the list, right? So if she's coming over on Friday night, you know, you decide, you can tell her beforehand if you want to, or you can just leave it as a surprise. You know, you can say, all right, we'll try this kink and we'll also try that. And then maybe we'll try this one if we have some time as well. Maybe we'll try that one as well. Like you just think of like three or four fantasies. You plan out three or four fantasies that you're going to explore together each time you see each other. And it makes it really exciting because you both get like really turned on and really horny throughout the week, like knowing that, okay, on Friday night, I'm going to fucking tie her up. I'm going to use a blindfold. I'm going to try some like Japanese shibari, like the rope tying, the bondage, like where you tie girls up in different rope patterns and stuff like that. You know, this is going to be fun as fuck. And you get like really turned on and excited in the lead up to the date. And she will too. So that's probably the easiest start right there. If you want rough sex, you know, go write your own bucket list, get her to write one, and then you guys can just try everything on that list. The other good part of that is like consent. And when I say consent, I know it's like an overused word and people get fucking weird about it, but when we're talking about rough sex, it is usually better if you kind of just like know that she's going to be into something, because then you don't have to hold back, right? You're not going to be like hesitant to try something, thinking like, fuck, like what if she doesn't like this? And a bucket list is the quickest way to do that, because you both know what's, you can both be like, okay, you're into this and I'm into this. Let's fucking go crazy. I know I don't have to hold back. I know that you're not going to think it's gross. You're not going to think it's weird. You're not going to think it's too much. We can just do whatever the fuck we want to each other, right? The second thing I'll say is I did a podcast with Imogen called How to Get Started with BDSM. I will link you in the show notes to the second part that I did of that. Just go and listen to the second part. You don't really need the first part, although maybe you can listen to it as well if you want. We have some ideas on like BDSM being a bit rougher, some fantasies and stuff like that. So go listen to that. The next thing I'll say is go and if you're interested in like the bondage where you tie girls up in different patterns and stuff like that, I've done like 6 articles on that. I'll link you to the first one. It was like a really simple rope pattern, how to do bondage. We've done it in a few threesomes and stuff like that. I have some photography of it on there as well. Go and get started with that. You can get ropes like super cheap. I have some links in that article to like some different ropes. You can buy them on like eBay as well. They're only like, you know, $20. Tie them up. That's a hell of a lot of fun. You can do that quite rough as well. And girls just absolutely get off on that. If you don't want to tie the actual like patterns, just tie her hands to the side of the bed. It sounds like you kind of already did that with your belt, but a rope just makes it even easier. And it's also like a little bit more like erotic and girls fucking love that shit. A blindfold is another great thing you can do. You can fuck around with like ice cubes, like blindfold her and tie her up and then run ice cubes all over her body. And that's kind of fun to interject with rough stuff. So if you like slap her or spank her or choke her while also gently running the ice cube over her body. So it's like part of you is being really gentle and like kind of sensual and careful while the other hand is just being crazy, like choking her, spanking her, all that kind of stuff. Girls love that kind of shit. Or like fingering her incredibly roughly. You can learn to make her squirt. I haven't written an article on this. I've half written an article on this. Basically, just go and Google. This is the way I taught myself. I just Googled how to squirt. You basically just use 2 fingers. You have them facing upwards, as in like if she's lying on her back, your fingers need to be curved upwards, as in facing up in the air, your index and your middle finger. And if you kind of like do a stroking pattern, like you're kind of saying, come here, that kind of pattern, if you do that fast and hard enough, you can like make her squirt. But you have to be crazy rough with it, like really rough. I can make like, let's say 85 to 90% of girls, I can make them squirt. Girls who've never ever squirted before and didn't even know that was a thing. And they're like, what the fuck was that? And you're like, you squirted. And they're like, holy shit, I didn't know I could do that. So you can do it with most girls. You just, it will take you some practice. You'll have to do some Googling. You'll have to like figure out how do I get the angle right? What's the exact right part of her body that I push on from the inside? Like, yeah, that's a lot of fun. And that's a lot of fun doing that in a rough like sort of scenario. You asked about whips and gags. Yeah, get into that shit, man. That's a hell of a lot of fun. I have a link. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to like a BDSM kit that I recommend. It's just like a normal kit. It's like, it's not expensive. It's got like whips, gags, handcuffs, like all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a beginner's kit. So you could start with that, or you can just go and buy something else yourself. You can gag her with her own panties. That's fun. Like just rip her panties off, take her panties off and just shove them in her mouth. Girls fucking love that. In terms of whips, yeah, you're probably going to need to buy a whip. You can use your belt. What else? You can use pretty much anything. You can just use your hand to kind of spank her. It sounds like you've already been doing that. You can buy a paddle as well. I think the kit, the BDSM starter kit that I recommend, I think that has a paddle in it. I'm pretty sure it does as well. So that's a lot of fun, like spanking her with an actual paddle. I mean, you haven't talked about it here, and I wouldn't be rough the first time you do it, but you can have anal sex. I have an entire guide on how to have anal sex, how to get started with that. you know, there's a million other things you can do. Again, go read this sexual bucket list article because that will answer your question better than I can here. There's seriously like 100 different suggestions on there. I talk about role play. I talk about like really kinky shit you can do, like spitting on her, you know, getting her to piss. You know, you can piss on her in the shower, stuff like that, like really, really kinky, rough, like filthy, nasty stuff, which it sounds like you're kind of getting into that stuff. You don't have to be into pissing and stuff like that. That's fine. That's kind of like one of my, you know, really filthy kinks. But, you know, getting just a little bit rougher, the best way to do that is to go and explore that sexual bucket list. So start there, then go to some of the other links that I'll leave in the show notes below. I will leave links to everything that I've mentioned in the show notes below. And I will say, go and have fun. Now, again, I really want to make a disclaimer just so I can, you know, cover my bases and make sure you guys don't do anything you regret. If you're a super newbie and you're listening to all this shit and you're going like, oh, wow, like I should start like choking girls, like just please start slow. There's guides on the internet. Maybe I'll write one at some point on how to get into rough sex, how to start with it. I'm not saying don't do it. It's a hell of a lot of fun. I have rough sex all the damn time, most of the time. Definitely do it. Definitely work towards it. Just start slow, right? Like if you want to learn to choke her, you know, don't just grab her throat and fucking squeeze as hard as you can. Just put your hand around her throat and don't squeeze. Just have it resting there. And then over time, you can practice, you know, squeezing a little bit harder. When you're pulling her hair, don't just grab a little bit of her hair. Make sure you grab all of it. Because if you have more hair in your hand, it hurts if you only pull on a couple of hairs at a time. So grab as much hair as you can with your hand and just pull really gently, really gently while you're having sex with her. Spanking, just start like reasonably. You can spank pretty hard. Like most girls that have a reasonable pain tolerance on their ass, do that while you're fucking her doggy style. Just start with those three things. Those are like pretty good starting places. And then after that, you know, you can experiment with some of the stuff that I talk about, like using a blindfold, tying girls up. That shit's not even that rough. That's kind of just like more like fun, you know, BDSM kinky stuff. So yeah, there you go. Start with the sexual bucket list. Go and read all the other links that I have in the show notes below and have a lot of fun. I want you to have a lot of fun. It sounds like you guys have both figured out like, oh shit, we really like this rough sex thing. Yeah, it becomes a lot more fun when you do what I said and share your bucket list with each other so you know what you're both into. So then you can really start exploring this stuff and you don't have to hold back. You're like, damn, I know that you're into this kink. I get to go like full fucking ham on you with this and you're going to fucking love it. And she'll be like, oh God, yeah, I want that. Fucking spank me harder, daddy. Choke me, daddy. So go have fun.